Kevin Kennedy, the State Government Accountability Board, says Wisconsin's dealt with many natural and man-made emergencies over the years, and election officials have seen their share take place at or near the ballot box.
We've had to deal with having to relocate polling places because of flooding. Snowstorms is always a concern. Remember, the week before our February primary, the state just got hit, and we were saying, what would have happened, you know, next week? How would we have handled that? In 2006, Madison had to relocate voting for a short period of time at Madison East High School because of a bomb threat.
Kennedy says since 2002, Wisconsin's made it a habit to regularly study how communities throughout the state prepare for possible emergencies at election time. He says that's largely why the U.S. House Elections Subcommittee invited him to its hearing this week. Kennedy says committee members also asked about powers of authority when canceling an election.
You know, the Wisconsin model, we don't have a statute, but our governor has a lot of authority. And the question was, well, do you want the person who's on the ballot making that decision? And my response was, we elect leaders to make decisions, and you don't cancel an election. You do everything you can to move it forward, but there are some things you have no choice.
Kennedy says having a contingency plan isn't enough if election coordinators don't review it on an annual basis or have strong lines of communication among election workers. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.